coming up.
You ever cut me off again, I'll beat the f*** out. You know what you did!
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
A man is behind bars after a deadly shooting in Newport News, and investigators think road rage is the cause. Sadiq Abdulaziz now faces a felony murder charge.
It's getting to the point where I'm like, it's getting closer and closer, and it's like taking over places that you wouldn't necessarily see things happen before.
Court documents show Abdulaziz told detectives he believed he saw Crystal with a weapon of her own, but investigators didn't find any on the victim or in her car.
Road rage appears to be on the rise across the country. After a deadly incident in Newport News, Virginia in August, a local TV anchor and reporter is taking a closer look at the rise of physical violence stemming from road rage. I'm joined by Dan Kennedy, anchor and reporter at WVEC 13 News Now in Virginia. Dan, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Will, good to be with you.
Dan, let's talk about this latest road rage incident in your neck of the woods, resulting in a felony murder charge, before we get into this bigger conversation about road rage.
This shooting happened in broad daylight. It was surprising to a lot of us, 1:30 in the afternoon. And not just that, it happened with eyewitnesses, and it happened, really came to a head in the parking lot of a Food Lion that many people, including some of our own coworkers, visit on a weekly basis. So this was 1:30 in the afternoon when two people, the suspect and the victim, got into it in a road rage incident on the road. According to the police affidavit, the suspect retrieved his firearm from a bag that he had in his glove compartment and held it against his chest in a threatening sort of manner. At some point, this was being recorded by the girlfriend in the suspect's car. So there is a cell phone recording of this road rage incident that detectives have and that they've been able to use as they piece together their investigation. And apparently in that cell phone recording, as detailed in the police report, you hear the suspect saying, "It's cool, it's cool. He gonna die today," talking about the victim. And then it was just a few minutes later that the victim and the suspect pull into this Food Lion parking lot. And that's where the road rage incident continued, Will. And there were witnesses, and there's camera footage, and it shows both of them, the victim and the suspect, getting out of their cars and arguing with each other in that grocery store parking lot. And keep in mind, this is 1:30 in the afternoon. And at some point, shots are fired, or at least one shot is fired, and it was the fatal shot to the victim. Police ended up searching the victim's body and that person's clothing, did not find a gun. They searched the victim's car. Did not find a gun. So essentially, this victim was executed, and the motive was road rage.
There are so many examples, cases of these incidents, just it seems like almost on a daily basis from different parts of the country, but they are always shocking. And when you have camera footage, it just even more so. You mentioned another one in your report on the air from nearby in Tennessee as well.
Yeah, that incident was actually in my hometown, in Hamilton County area of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So just being in the know of that area, I started to see it blow up on social media. And in fact, that gentleman actually just turned himself into authorities this morning that we are recording this interview. So that case will soon be closed. That was caught on, it would look like Ring doorbell type home surveillance security camera. So it's possible that this gentleman didn't even know that he was being recorded. But of course, in this day and age, Will, you know, there are cameras everywhere. And thankfully, that was recorded. And thankfully, that gentleman will soon be prosecuted, it appears, on some sort of charges, because there were verbal threats made to the driver in that video. And we just see the tension, the aggression. And this is happening nationwide. And Will, we are seeing it more and more. I mean, we were able to pull data that shows road rage shooting deaths have doubled since this time 4 years ago.
Yeah, Dan, I was going to ask, what prompted you then, after hearing about this local incident, obviously terrifying for anybody who was in the area and for people who have seen the video, and tragic for family members of the victim in this case. But here it is, 1:30 in the afternoon, and something like this happens. But then what prompted you to take a look at the bigger picture?
Well, I was curious if, in fact, road rage shootings are on the rise. And so Gun Violence Archive is a great resource, and you can sort by motive on that website. And I just went on there and sorted by road rage shootings. And I was honestly surprised to learn just how much these shootings are surging across America. We have seen what we thought to be a slight increase in interstate shootings in our area. Majority of times, the suspects aren't caught. Of course, they have an easy exit. They can take the freeway any which direction they want. And many times, the victims don't come away with a good description of the suspect vehicle. So we have reported on these interstate shootings. And then to see the data before our very eyes via the Gun Violence Archive just reaffirmed what we had believed, that indeed we are seeing an increase in road rage shootings across the nation.
The pandemic has certainly, it is certainly part of the mix here, and it seems like road rage has gotten a lot worse since the beginning of the pandemic. Can you talk about the numbers a little bit and the research?
So we're looking at 2022 numbers here, 2 years after the pandemic first began. And through the first 8 months of this year alone, there have been 262 people shot who have survived from road rage. 96 people have been shot and killed in road rage incidents. That's more than this time last year. That's more than this time in 2020 when the pandemic first began. You were looking at fewer than 200 people who shot and survived by this time of the year. And then you go back pre-pandemic. Let's take 2019, for example. So on we'll call it August 31st of 2019, there had been 149 people shot but survived from road rage incidents. 55 people have been shot and killed in these road rage incidents. That was the year before the pandemic began. You fast forward to today, and those numbers have almost doubled from 55 people shot and killed to now 96 people shot and killed in road rage incidents.
Yeah, those numbers are just really alarming to even think about. And I think another number you mentioned in your report was that 4 out of 5 drivers in the past month alone have experienced anger, aggression, or road rage. Now, to a lot of us, that might not seem that surprising, but on the other hand, that's almost, 4 out of 5 drivers feeling angry and aggressive, or even going into this phase of, I'm not sure how it's defined, but road rage is frightening.
State police here in Virginia tell us, they have seen a rise in aggressive driving, and those numbers that you just mentioned confirm that. That's from AAA Foundation. 4 out of 5 drivers experiencing significant anger, aggression, or road rage. And that's just in the last 30 days alone that they've experienced that. So perhaps it's no wonder that we are starting to see the numbers back this up. And I'm sure there's going to be studies done down the road asking, in what role did the pandemic play when it comes to this surge in road rage incidents? We don't have that information yet. The past 2 years, we know the stressors and in people's lives, and I'm sure studies will be done years from now asking in what role did the pandemic play in these road rage shootings. But quite frankly, that's information we just don't have available at this time.
In the meantime, I'm not sure if you were able to get much into sort of what we can do, but it seems very clear that someone cutting you off in traffic, or when you feel that anger in the car, it's certainly never worth an actual confrontation with someone. You never know the lengths to which somebody else might go in a situation like that.
Well, that's exactly right. And it goes back to that shooting in our neck of the woods in Newport News, Virginia, back in August, the latest incident of deadly road rage violence in America that we reported on. And in this case, the suspect and the victim got into it verbally. The victim never had a gun. The suspect, though, did. And it tragically ended with the victim shot and killed in a grocery store parking lot. The AAA Foundation gives tips. It says, don't offend another driver. It says, be tolerant and forgiving. And it says, do not respond. Avoid eye contact. Don't make gestures. Maintain space. Call 911 if needed. But perhaps some of that's easier said than done until you're in the moment.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. But in the meantime, we urge our listeners to take it as easy as possible out there. And Dan Kennedy at WVEC 13 News Now in Virginia, thanks a lot for talking to us about this. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you shining a light on this issue. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. If you haven't already, check out the newest podcast from Vault Studios. It's called Intent, The Tex MacIver Case, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For The Daily Crime, I'm Will Johnson.